Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey.
How curious.
Incoming!
Well, isn't that a little odd?
You're catching on. Now we think little of you.
Now, a special treat for our listeners out there as Kids Radio presents The Great Wishy Was by Mandy Strausberg. Our story begins at Aunt Bee's farmhouse. From a bedroom window, a little girl named Dottie watches the wind whip through the fields of wheat.
I love staying at Aunt Bee's. But you know, I'm starting to miss my folks. Hey, No-No.
Oh!
Come on up here. Look, see that grove of maple trees out there?
Oh.
That's where Daddy promised me he's going to build us a beautiful white house.
Oh.
And it's going to have a white picket fence all around. Oh. And we'll have roses. Yes, pretty pink roses. Oh. All along the fence. And we'll all live there together. Oh. Mother and Daddy and you and me. And oh, it'll be so grand. Oh no, I'm afraid you're terribly mistaken. I know it'll happen because my daddy told me so.
Dottie?
Come in, Aunt Bee.
Dottie, I've got some news.
Are you all right?
Oh, Dottie, your father has decided to move somewhere else. He won't be coming home anymore.
It's okay, Aunt Bee. Daddy goes on trips all the time. He'll be back, you'll see.
Now, sweetheart.
No, Daddy told me we'd all be together again someday soon. You'll see. It's all gonna work out just fine.
Well, sometimes life isn't just fine. That's when you've gotta face it head on and keep your chin up. Meantime, you need to gather up your things. Your mother will be coming tomorrow morning to take you home. All right? You got some things to think over. I'll be in the kitchen if you need me.
Well, I'm going to take a walk. Come on, No-No, let's go. No-No, I think I just figured it out. This is all a dream. And sometime real soon, I'm gonna wake up and we'll all be together again. All three of us. Now don't you try to psychoanalyze me. Someday it's gonna happen. I hope. Somewhere words are true. Somewhere far from view. Say I do, and mean it too, somewhere. Someday I hope I find, someday another kind. Someday a love that's mine for all of time. Sounds like Aunt Bee. Like something's wrong. We better head back to the house.
Dottie, where are you?
Oh, goodness. It's a tornado. You're right. It's heading for the farm. Hurry, we've got to make it to the storm cellar. I don't think we're gonna make it. Stop. goodness you're all right, Nono. Let's go outside and see if we can't find Aunt Bee. Oh, dear. Where am I? Everything is so small. Just look at these tiny houses and tiny trees and tiny... Yes, and the tiny little man over there. Look, he has some cute little friends with him.
Hello there! Welcome to Little Land!
Where we think little.
We do little.
And we live little.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm Louie Little, the leader of Little Land.
And I'm Dottie.
Hey, folks, let's welcome Dottie to Little Land!
Hi, Dottie!
Hi, how are you?
You all are so kind. And I am so lost. Tell me, would any of you know how I can get back home?
No, we never leave Little Land.
Never want to.
We love living little.
Yeah, why would we want to leave?
Well, isn't that a little odd?
You're catching on. Now we think little of you.
But surely there must be a way out of Little Land, isn't there?
Surely you're right. The gates, right over that away.
There's the big fat gate.
And the wee skinny gate.
Yeah.
But where do they go? How do I know which one leads back home?
We don't know.
We wouldn't want to know.
There might be big things out there.
Ooh. Oh, no! Look out! It's the Fairy Odd Mother!
Fairy Odd Mother?
Incoming! Incoming!
Hello, I'm the Fairy Odd Mother. And who are you?
I'm Dottie.
Oh, and what a nice little frog you have there.
He's a dog.
Oh.
She wants to find her way back home, Miss Fairy.
Oh, yes. Would you know the way, Miss Fairy?
I'm afraid I don't. But I know someone who does. He's the knower of all things there are to know. He is the great Wishy-Waz.
How do I find him?
Oh, that's easy, dear. Just do like everyone else that comes to Little Land. Follow the big fat road. It's just beyond the big fat gate. Ready, everyone.
Wait. Where does the wee skinny gate lead?
Oh, you definitely don't want to go there, dear.
No.
Something strange happens to people who go through that gate. If you ever dare to set foot on that wee skinny path, you'll never be the same person again.
Never.
No, you'll start thinking of all the things you shouldn't do, all the places you shouldn't go. And remember, the narrow gate is for narrow-minded people. Instead, you should... Ready, everyone?
So you think I should follow the big fat road, is that it?
Of course, my dear. Now you must hurry. Run. It's a long journey to the great Wishy-Waz, and you must get there before the clock strikes 12.
The clock strikes 12?
Oh, dear me. I'm sorry. Wrong story. But wait! You will need these for your trip. They're right here in my little purse. Let's see, bowling ball, ratchet set, two knives, chainsaw. Oh, here we go. Ruby red tennis shoes.
Thank you. But they're really not my color.
Oh, you're welcome. Deal with it. Now, everyone, let's wish a farewell to our little Dottie. One last thing, Dottie. It's very, very important. You may run into a fisherman along the way. He seems nice, but he's actually very, very dangerous. Whatever you do, dear, do not talk to him. Head straight for the great wishy walls.
All right, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Come on, No-No. Alternate reality? What are you talking about? Oh no! The fisherman!
Hello!
I'm sorry, I can't talk to you.
I understand. But I just wanted to give this to you. You may need it.
A whistle? What's this for?
You'll know when the time comes.
Well, thank you. I'll be on my way now. Goodbye. Come along now, No-No. That was certainly strange enough. Hmm. Oh my! Is that a man lying on the road up there? I wonder if that fisherman hurt him. Oh, this is terrible. Oh no, I hope he's not... Why, it's not a man after all. It's just a mannequin, the kind they dress up in department stores.
Oh.
Wait, who is that laughing?
Huh? I thought you were.
The mannequin! You're talking!
Yep. My name is Manny. Manny Kin.
Hello. My name's Dottie. It's nice to meet you.
Say, Dottie, think you could help me put my legs back on? They're right over there by that tree.
Well, of course. No. That's a perfectly dreadful joke. Now you go fetch the man's legs and come back here on the double. I'm sorry, Manny.
I guess I could have figured out a way to get my legs back on myself. But after all, I'm just a dummy.
Don't say that. You need to think better of yourself. Thanks, No-No. All right, Mr. Manny. There you are. Your legs are back and you're as good as new.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. If only it was this easy to get a brain.
What?
I don't have a brain in my head. You see?
Oh, my. You don't?
Nope. Some folks are out of their minds, but my mind is out of me. Life would be much nicer if I could be much wiser. Just think of all the things that I could do with my head. Like thinking, just for starts. If I only had some smarts, I'd sit and think for hours with all my mental powers. Just think of all the problems I could solve with my brain, like matching jigsaw puzzle parts. If I only had some smarts, if I only had some smarts. That's why I'm on my way to see the great Wishy Was.
Why, that's exactly the person I'm going to see. I'm hoping he'll show me the way back home.
I'm hoping he'll give me some smarts.
Well, let's go then. Let's go see the wonderful Wishy Was.
As long as we don't run into her again.
Her?
The wicked and mean and generally not very nice woman. Okay, let's go.
But... did you hear that?
Sure did.
Is that her?
Oh, no. That's Metal Guy. Must be waking up from his nap.
But where is he?
Up there. He's stuck on the light pole, see?
Stuck on the... oh, how curious.
Now, isn't that just peachy keen? So I'm a roadside curiosity now, huh? How about if you two stop talking and gawking about how curious I am and get me down from here? Grief.
Be right up to get you. Got my legs back, see?
Yeah, real happy for you there.
Here we go, up the pole.
But how on earth did you get up there, Mr. Metal Guy?
Well, now, that would be the wicked and mean and generally not very nice woman. And I was on my way to see the Was when she turned me into a giant refrigerator magnet and stuck me up here.
How terrible.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy about it myself.
Well, looky here.
What?
You got a big switch on your back labeled magnet power. All we got to do here is turn the switch to off.
Yeah, sounds reasonable. Well, wait. You know, I don't think we should do
Ouch. We made it.
Well, you made it. I'm not sure if I did yet.
Here, I'll help you up.
Thanks. What's your name?
Dottie.
Oh, hello, Dottie. I'm Metal Guy.
So, you're going to see the Great Wishy-Waz, too?
Yes. I'm looking for love. In all the wrong places, apparently. Folks keep telling me over and over I don't have a life without love, so I'm going to see the big guy.
Well, come on and join us. Let's go find the Great Wishy-Waz. Come on, Nono.
We're off to see the wonderful Wishy-Waz. We're off to see the wonderful Wishy-Waz.
Shh, quiet. Now, what's the big idea? I didn't get to do my solo part yet.
What's wrong, Nono?
He saw something behind that tree. I saw it, too.
Oh, my. Do you think it's the...
Roar! Roar!
Excuse me?
Roar?
Who are you?
Lion, am I? Hear me roar! Roar! Scary, no?
No.
My name is Dottie, by the way. This is Mr. Mannequin and Mr. Metal Guy.
Mystic Mountain Lion is my name.
What's so mystical about you?
Well, right now, much not. But once power I have, you will see. This is why I search for the great Wishy-Waz I do.
Well then, come join us. That's who we're going to see.
Very then, well.
Here we go.
We're off. We're off to see the wonderful Wishy-Waz. We're off to see the wonderful Wishy-Waz. We're off on a search.
The search for the one
with all the wisdom.
Our quest has begun.
And that is why.
We're off. And that is why we're off.
And so, I question this ponder. What is truth? For truth, truly true truth, is found in the cow, in the strawberry, and the giant tookie-tookie bird. In all of us is found truth. In our left earlobe it is found. In our belly button it is found.
All right, already. Can we talk about something more pleasant? Like maybe ingrown toenails?
Hold on! Look over there.
What a beautiful city.
Oh. It's the really, really green and environmentally correct city.
Oh, this is where the Waz is. Or the Wiz Waz. Or the Waz Wiz.
Yeah, whatever. Let's go on.
That's gotta be his front door.
I guess we just ring the doorbell. Here goes. What a strange-sounding doorbell.
Sounds a little off to me.
Yes. May you help me?
Well, yes. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. What did you say?
If you can't help me, then I see no point in opening the door.
Look, mister. All we want is to see the Great Wishy-Waz. We've come a long, long way, and...
And it'll be a long, long time before you can see him. He only works by appointment, and he's booked for the next 67 years. Let's have a look here. Will a Tuesday work for you?
No.
Very well, then. Ta-ta.
We want to see him right now. Oh, this is just terrible.
Wait, Dottie. What about your red ruby tennis shoes? Like... Aren't they supposed to be magic or something?
Oh, of course. But I'm not sure how I get them to work.
Well, why don't you just click your heels or something?
Very well.
Yeah, nope. I know. Let's try picking you up and ramming you through the door feet first.
What?
Not very wise does this sound.
All right, Mr. Wise Guy, what's your idea?
Well, here's my idea. I'm through.
Oh, what? Doggy. What?
I've had it with the great wishy-wads, the big fat road, and my feet are killing me because of these stupid ruby red shoes. Oh.
Your shoe turned into a large pepperoni pizza.
With extra cheese.
Why, these aren't just any old magic shoes. These are magic pizza delivery shoes. Don't you see? This is our ticket in.
What?
Mr. Doorman, how about some delicious pizza, hmm?
This place is huge.
I'm not sure this is gonna work, Dottie.
Who dares enter my chambers? I am the great Wishy Wands, and you are little pipsqueaks. Manage you! Step forward! What do you want?
Over there. Smarts?
Metal Man! Step forward!
I'm trying to move.
What do you want?
Love?
Step forward! What do you want?
I want my mommy.
Mr. Mystic?
Okay. Really, really like I would if all right with you it is, and not too much to ask it is, if power I could have, sir, please.
What'd he say?
Hockey! Step forward! What do you want?
I would like to know how to get back home.
Penny?
Oh!
Wisdom comes only from pursuing your own education. For proof of your quest, you must bring me a book on philosophy from the great library.
Yes, sir.
Could you not yell?
Love comes only from pursuing your own pleasure. You must bring me a Valentine's Day card from the great shopping mall.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, your hugeness, all right.
Mystic!
Yes.
Power comes only from pursuing your own inner strength. You must bring me a candle from the great temple of enlightenment.
Candle. Understood.
Okay.
Yes.
You want directions to home?
Yes, you see.
Silence! Direction comes only from pursuing your own way. You must bring me a compass from the great mapmaker. I will give you all one day to find these things and return to me. Only then will I grant your wishes.
Holy God.
One day? That's only 22 hours. I don't know how we're going to do that.
The great Wishy Wands has spoken. Now go.
Oh, can't wait to get me some smarts.
Oh, what a wise wishy-was he was.
But didn't his advice sound kind of strange?
Question his great wisdom, you do?
I'm not going to get into this mess about strawberries and tukey birds, okay? Well, we've got a mission to do, and we got one day to do it. Now, let's get this show on the road.
I guess you're right.
Well, I guess it's back to the big fat road.